Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Colin Knight. I will be your host tonight. I'm glad you could all be here tonight. I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate those people that pull these shows down by archive. Thank you very much. Remember to come back to the Blog Talk Radio website and find Terror Chat. Come to our page and pick us as one of your favorites. That way you will be given pre-advance notice of some of the primetime specials that we launch. Now, some people have wondered why we do not advertise in a pre-advance condition. Well, some of our clients, some of our guests, do not have the time and the ability to be at Blog Talk's beck and whim as a live show. So to negate that problem and to bring you the absolute best of the best, We pre-tape some of these shows at whatever time is comfortable to our guests at the time. We aim to please. What is important is we bring you the information. Tonight, Chris Holly from Endless Journey Blog is going to bring us some really interesting news. We'll be right back.
As we hurdle towards 2012, many believe this to be a human enlightenment. Will this be the key that opens up the ancient codes? Join us in They Walk Amongst Us, coming soon.
You know, we all have busy lives. And we can't always be at that computer at a special time, place, date, and event. So what do we do? Well, blogtalkradio.com have come up with the answer. Yes, you can access the archives of your favorite shows and catch up on all of the gossip and what's going on in the world. Blogtalkradio.com bring you some of the best archives you can imagine. So how do you do it? Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Come to the webpage and pull down the archive browser or the RSS feed. It's as simple as that. Put it on your web page. Put it on your desktop. One way to stay in touch with Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box, 24 hours a day. It'll show up on your Blog Talk browser. It's as easy as that. BlogTalkRadio.com.
This is Terror Chat.
This is Terror Chat. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Terror Chat pre-tape. We have with us tonight Chris Holly from Endless Journey Blog. Good evening, Chris. How are you tonight?
Well, hello, Colin, Knight of the Canadian Rockies.
I love the way you say that. I love the way you say that. It echoes throughout the room. It's great. I'm fine. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. This is pre-taping. We are taping at I don't know, there's a white ball in the sky and everything looks kind of bright. So eternally, I know that.
We thought we would introduce you to daylight, Colin Knight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right, you know. Make sure there's no garlic around here for a while because I got to get used to this. Chris, looking over your blogs, it fascinates me. I got to tell you, you are probably one of the busiest writers out there with a number of blogs and websites that you're writing for right now. Am I correct?
Yes, yes. I have my own blog, the paranormal blog, Endless Journey. And along the way, I decided to do a secondary sister blog called Endless Journey Side Roads, which is more or less a non-paranormal site with offbeat true life stories. And it's been popular, and I continued with it. And, of course, you know I'm also a co-editor and contributing writer for the Alien Seeker News.
That must be fascinating to be writing for those people. I've been to their website, and they break stuff before anybody even knows it's alive. In fact, Kevin Smith on there, he does the radio show through there. There's a link on that particular website. And his shows, they're hot. They are absolutely hot. And he has millions of listeners.
Yes, it's very, very popular. In fact, last night they ran a show about Dr. Mitchell and the situation with him talking about his beliefs with UFOs and aliens. And it was very interesting. Maybe not what we all expected or anticipated, but definitely interesting. Did you catch it, Colin?
I
always appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, I caught pieces of it. I haven't been able to listen to the complete version yet, just because I've been scrambling because somebody had this brilliant idea of doing the show so early in the morning. Even my coffee isn't brewed yet. I mean, this is tough stuff. So I haven't heard it all. But I tell you what, a couple of nights ago, in fact, early last week, on the Night Zone show, we actually ran a clip. In fact, this is the clip that we ran.
I happen to be privileged enough to have be in on the fact that we have been visited on this planet. And the UFO phenomenon is real, although it's been covered up by our governments for quite a long time.
And, you know, that was pretty much a bombshell coming from Mitchell. I never expected that. Well, how did you take last night's show on Kevin Smith? Because he interviewed him last night, didn't he?
Yes, he did, and he did a very good job. But I was left confused about Dr. Mitchell. I know the tape that you just, the soundbite that you just played for me was taken from London, wasn't it?
Yeah, from the UK, yes.
Yeah. And last night, well, I felt that he followed along those lines by saying he believed Roswell to be true and so forth and so on. But on the same hand, I felt confused as if he was somehow backing off of it a little bit. I would have liked more disclosure or a stronger statement about the entire issue, and I didn't think that was forthcoming. And I was completely stymied, I guess would be the word, about his reaction to the other astronaut that is coming out and saying things like Clark McClelland, I think his name is. I'm sorry for my memory. I believe that's who it was. Reporting that when he was up in the space shuttle, he claims he had a visitor, an alien, right in the open cargo bay. And when Dr. Mitchell was questioned about it, he was extremely negative about that astronaut's views or coming out with this fact. And it left me all confused about the issue. It was muted and played down and then it wasn't, and I just feel confused. I wish that they could come out with stronger statements, being completely clear on to what degree and exactly how much they actually have seen, and not be so mysterious and, just a little two steps ahead, two steps back with the entire issue. So I would have to...
Go ahead.
So I would have to listen to this again, and I would love to know what your viewers, if they are following this whole issue with these astronauts, what their thoughts are on it. Because, you know, I don't have the opportunity, besides your show, to have them come to us and tell us.
Right.
And I am very curious to what the viewers are thinking about all of this.
Well, as a listener to my, you know, to my show, because believe me, what comes out of my mouth is the first time I've heard it sometimes. So, you know, it's it fascinates me that Mitchell has come out with the information that he has, but I'm very concerned that there's no substantiation behind it. He leads you to that point, but he just doesn't give you that piece of information or that proof that would piece it all together. Is that making sense?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to say. You said it better. It's confusing. You know, are you telling me that you definitely know this to be fact and are sure of it, or are you telling me you know this but you really don't want to say, and no, I don't know? It's confusing. It's not
Or is it that he's reached the barrier of his secrecy act? Is it that he has not, you know, crossed over the threshold of absolute breach of information yet? Could that be it? Or could he have a book coming out?
It could be all of the above, Colin. You know, we will soon find out. And with disclosure, something that has to happen, all these things will be set straight. And in the meantime, I think it's purposely left at this confusion for what reasons, I don't know. I personally find it silly. I think mankind is best when they are prepared. And I think all of these things are true events that we will all deal with when they are disclosed, and they are being disclosed throughout the world, except in the Western way of thinking. We seem to constantly want to play it down, laugh it out, push it under the carpet, keep it hidden. And I find that as much of a mystery as the mystery of it. This is paranormal. It's science we don't understand, basically. And this
I see the way you put your two blogs together. They fit like a pair of well-knitted gloves, because on the one side, you have your absolute personal experiences in life. For instance, we're going to get to Long Island 1968. We'll do that in the second or third segment. But you bring a vision to your stories that could only come from reality, and that fascinates me. And then you have a paranormal blog where you bring to the audience the information and allow them to think for themselves.
And I wish they would, because these are things that we are all going to deal with. It's just a matter of time. And I think that time frame is becoming smaller and shorter with each and every passing day. So my purpose is to, as you say, put it out there. Try to make people realize there are many things we don't understand. It doesn't mean it's terrifying, frightening, going to hurt you. Maybe it will. However, you need to know what they are. If you didn't know what radiation was, you might, you know, cover yourself in it.
Yeah, I could see that. I tell you what, Chris, we're going to take a quick break here. My producer here is waving his arms around and almost falling out of his chair. It's time. And just like Paul Masson, the fine wine, we will sell no wine before it's time. So if the producer will stop whining, we will go to a break. We'll be right back.
All information provided by Terror Chat Radio Program. is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agency. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat has no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guest opinions or statements. You're in the Night Zone with Colin Wright. Volcanoes, earthquakes, floods, droughts.
Century 4, Quatrain 67.
A very bright, previously unknown comet will appear and coincide with the time of great geological troubles. With earthquakes and volcanoes erupting and disrupting weather systems, this will cause widespread famines, droughts, and social upheavals in unexpected places. Nations that are considered prosperous and powerful, particularly Western nations, will be weakened. They will be torn with civil strife and rioting as people migrate to areas that have water and can support crop growing. The social upheaval and weakening of political structures will help the Antichrist come to power.
And it most certainly is TerraChat thinking outside of the box. And tonight we have with us Chris Hawley from the Endless Journey blog. Chris, we were talking about things to come and Edgar Mitchell. And as you know, TerraChat, we've been bouncing around with the Anunnaki and Nibiru. We have another special coming up, but I'll plug that a little later. Now, what's your take on all of this?
On all of this? Well,
it's too big to specify. What's your take on the Planet X and the Anunnaki?
My take on Planet X is that it's an interesting subject that we don't seem to be able to bring forth. When you try to find experts to discuss it with, they seem to shy away. When you talk to scientists, they will tell you it's probably there. It's a situation, again, where you cannot pin down a true fact about it concerning it. All that I have read, I believe it could possibly, most likely, I'm also doing the same thing, be there. Now, where it's located and how it's distanced from the sun and many things combined with the fact that it would be a freezing block of ice, I do not know if it ever had a life form on it or does now. My thoughts would be doubtful.
Yeah.
Does it exist? Yes, most likely. And how is it going to affect us? Again, I don't know. We are not here long enough to have history of it. We don't even have proof it exists. And that's the whole ball of wax with that.
I dug into this with Dr. Ian O'Neill that was on the air with us, and he made a lot of sense. Is we just don't know, and then the lack of knowing, of not knowing, we cannot make a value judgment. And I like that because it left the unknown where it belonged. And there is something out there. They have proven it with the magnetic changes in the universe. You know, they liken it to a bowling ball on a cheap bedspring, that kind of thing. So they know something's out there, but whether it will affect us or not, I don't know. What about finding salt in the climate of Mars? This dry salt, this special salt, is actually used in solid rocket fuel. Now, how coincidental is that?
Mars is a very, very interesting subject, and I think that we could pull it every single which way from possibly being where we originated from to being where we might have to again go. I mean, everything that comes along concerning Mars is fabulous. It could be probably returned back into an atmosphere that we could utilize the exact...
Terraforming.
The exact how and to do this is, you know, beyond me, but I know that it's been looked at and worked on, and it's, you know what they say, if you can think it, it can happen. So my idea is that Mars is extremely important to our own existence, and I don't think it could be denied. How, you know,
like a simpatico relationship, or that it was a jump off point for us as a society.
The latter. Okay. I think it was possibly our origin, and. Uh-huh. Something happened there, like what we are all fearing is going to happen here, and we jump. But my theory has always been that we've planet jumped from the beginning of time and will continue to do so. And my thoughts on that is, look at our own planet. We are completely middle-aged right now. It's give or take 5 billion years old. We're in the middle of its cycle. From what I understand, it will only last another give or take 5 billion years. Our sun will burn out. We will no longer exist. So does that mean life and our energy and all of what is just dissolves? I do not think so. I can't believe.
Well, I tell you, we have we've been putting together very quietly some people regarding metaphysical and Earth, Mother Earth, and the Wiccan style of belief. And we've almost got it together. It's going to be a great show, Chris. And there's going to be stories coming out of that one, I can tell you. We got so much to talk about. I want to get to the cell phones and some more of the UFO stories. Definitely want to talk about 1968. And I also want to touch on the China rain and Yeti hair. We'll be right back.
You're in the night zone with Colin Knight.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
You know, we all have busy lives, and we can't always be at that computer at a special time, place, date, and event. So what do? Well, blogtalkradio.com have come up with the answer. Yes, you can access the archives of your favorite shows and catch up on all of the gossip on what's going on in the world. Blogtalkradio.com bring you some of the best archives you can imagine. So how do you do it? Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Come to the webpage and pull down the archive browser or the RSS feed. It's as simple as that. Put it on your webpage. Put it on your desktop. One way to stay in touch with TerraChat, thinking outside of the box, 24 hours a day. It'll show up on your Blog Talk browser. It's as easy as that. BlogTalkRadio.com.
Rocket. This is Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, everybody. This is kind of a strange program. It's a little different. We are sat here in this brightness of daytime, which I must admit I'm not quite used to, having a fabulous, fantastic discussion with Chris Hawley from Endless Journey Blog. And we've covered a great deal of territory, and we've got a great deal of more territory to cover, and I doubt that we'll get it done in 1 hour, Chris. There's just too much. So it's going to be my default to make sure that I have some more shows with you so we can cover some of your ideas. You have a story on your blog about cell phones. This story was on your blog well before it made mainstream media.
Well, you're referring to my little sister blog, Endless Journey, Side Roads. Yes, I did.
Right.
I wrote a little article. It was a personal opinion that I put up there concerning the cell phone issue. Now, I started thinking about this article because I read in the New York Daily News, I believe, an article. It wasn't that overwhelming, but it did say that a neurosurgeon, I think it was, or a neurologist, I can't remember exactly, in London is saying that you can double your chance of brain cancer by using a cell phone for 10 years or more. Well, that horrified me because I've noticed that the human race has decided that a cell phone is now part of their body. And
right.
Together I wrote this article about the social misuse of cell phones, which is it's used in the supermarket when you're trying to have dinner, when people are driving. It's dangerous.
Yep.
It's inconsiderate. They all look like they're mad men and mad women, and they are using an item that could possibly cause them harm. So I wrote
do you know what? Do you know what gets up my nose with cell phones, Chris? Is when one of your associates, your friends, phones you while they are having an argument with somebody else.
Well, I would love to know exactly who all these people are talking to that it's so
urgent
that they cannot put down the phone to walk across the parking lot, deal with their children, drive their cars, shop for their groceries, or have dinner with their loved ones. If you're having dinner with your loved ones, who are you talking to on the phone?
It just doesn't make sense, does it? It just doesn't make sense at times.
Absolutely not.
I often wonder if some of these stories are put out there to throw us off track, such as smoke and mirrors, as you heard me discuss many times when we've crossed paths in various chat rooms and institutions, and I use the word institutions very carefully. And, I have extended the invitation to you by email and also, I guess, right now. And I'm not looking for an answer tonight, Chris, but we are putting together a show. It's almost together of some old chatters that used to be around a long, long time ago and are starting to come back to the fold. And their take of what happened and why they left and the likes. And I think it's going to be a very fascinating show.
Well, as you know, I also wrote an article on that, on
exactly.
What happened to chat, which I'm sure you read, because I feel that the chats on the Internet could have been and should have been a wonderful tool for humanity to share, grow, and experience the world. And instead, I found it a warlike community of cults and bullies and just destroyed. From what it could be to what it is.
Yeah.
So I
have written about that also. Yeah. The one thing I did note when I was reading your story, because I, of course, knew the players at the time, so it was more poignant for me to read the story, and I knew who the characters were. And I enjoyed the style, but I always have enjoyed your style of writing. But I'll tell you what, Chris... there are a few people out there that resist and do whatever they have to do, you know, to hurt other people. And like you were saying about chat, it had the potential of being something valuable, something educational. And then came, you know, it seemed like the dregs of society. You know? And there's no police force. They have, what, a dozen red hats in some rooms, maybe. That's it. And there's thousands of rooms, you know? Millions of rooms, probably.
And those are the chat systems that have any kind of control at all. Most are just the wild west of our times. And they are extremely dangerous. I write stories about things I witnessed in it where I have one on one of my blogs. Isn't this terrible? I can't remember. It's on the Side Roads blog, where a couple went through these chat rooms and collected men under the pretense that this young girl was looking for a spouse, and they would line up men in groups and go around and rob them and do terrible things to them. It was actually a husband and wife team, and they had an RV, and they would go and attack and rob these men, and are still doing it to this day.
So in other words, just advertising for a threesome or something kinky, and when the guy responds to it, then is that what you're talking about?
No, it was actually far more unkind than that. You know, if you're looking for a threesome, well, you might get yourself in trouble. These were men that were actually looking for women to love and build a life with. They were looking for wives. And she portrayed herself as a single woman also looking for a husband. And she went around and lined up visits with them where they would be in groups in the country so they could do like a circle of people in their RV, visit each man under the pretense that it was to see if they could somehow form a union and start a relationship. And she would say that this man driving this RV was her brother, who was there as, you know, to accompany her with these strange men, which was believable. And they would get the men drunk or she would take them away from the house, and the brother would rob them blind. In one case, there was a man in a wheelchair. They got him drunk, tied him up in the wheelchair in the middle of the room, and he had to watch as they emptied his house of all his belongings. Now, this is a horrible story, and anyone who goes into chat rooms, please go read that story that I wrote. It's called Her Blue Eyes, Her Evil Way, I believe. And
go ahead.
And see the danger that is out in these chat rooms.
And there is a lot of danger out there, and there's a lot of nefarious people. That's about the best way to say it, nefarious people. And I have been cautioned when we announced that we would be having the internet show where we would be discussing chat rooms. I was cautioned by a number of well-wishers via spam type mail that it would not be a good idea if I was to go into certain areas of chat and break it open, by the way I was talking about breaking it open. But you know what? This is the Night Zone, and I am Colin Mack.
You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
And you are in the Night Zone with Colin Knight, and I have with me tonight a very, very special guest. One of my favorite guests, because we get into so many different forms of topic. We can talk about the weather 5 minutes ago, and we can be talking about nuclear fission in the next minute. Chris Holly from Endless Journey, a fabulous blog, is with us tonight. Good evening, Chris.
Canadian Rockies. I'm so glad to be talking to you in the sunshine.
Stop that. It's hurting my eyes. Actually, it's kind of a dull day out there. Did you know this color out there? There's like greens and yellows and oranges and blues. It's what a fascinating world. I wonder why I haven't done this sooner. You've given something to me, Chris, that I never thought I would have. Sunshine.
Well, it should be in everyone's life. So, Colin, it's now in yours.
God bless you. So tell me, Chris, in your writings, in your personal writings, there are some darker undertones as to some of your experiences in your life. Now, I'm avoiding saying professional experience because these experiences have continued throughout your life since you were at a very young age.
Yes. Unfortunately or fortunately, it depends on the view you look at it. My life was not like other kids' lives or other people's lives. Why, I don't know. All I know is that it's been very different. And it started around age 3 or 4, which I am going to, you know, do a lot of writing about that and place it on. I'm disclosing my own life experiences at this point in my own lifetime because I'm a little older now and more confident and feel that keeping it to myself or sharing it with just a few people does not help others that are going through the same thing.
Right.
And if it's my small contribution to opening the eyes of people about things they don't understand, then so be it. I will tell my stories. And I've had some incredible things happen to me throughout my lifetime.
Yeah. Well, reading the stories, no doubt. And for everybody out there, if you do get the opportunity, you truly have to find your way to Endless Journey. And it's pretty easy to do. You go to the Google search engine, and you type in there, Endless Journey, Chris Holly. And bloop, up will come a page of much of what Chris has been writing about. And choose the home website and go there and read some of these stories. They are so fascinating and so detailed in their truth that it just can't be anything but the truth. And so tell me of 1968.
Oh, my God. That was a very difficult event in my life. It was when I was 16, and I was out with my friends, and my parents were out. And at that time, you could only drive till dark when you were 16, so I had to return the car home before dark and did so. And giggling girls, we were drinking sodas at McDonald's and got to my house and all needed to run in and use the bathroom. And as we were in the house, my friend said to me, someone's in the house with us. And I then heard someone or something, it turned out, moving around the house. And we went running, blasting through the house, back outside and into the car.
You said something?
Yeah. Something.
Okay, you did say that was a conscious statement. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I just sent chills up my spine when you said that.
Well, it certainly sent chills up everyone who was there that night, spine as well, and for many years after. Well, we went outside and decided, I had the car keys, but I didn't have my pocketbook, and as I exited the car to go back up to my house to get my bag.
Why did you need your bag?
Well, I was 16, and my father had me terrified if I drove without my license, if I broke the law, anything at all, right?
Right.
So
I
as I looked up at my house, I realized all the lights were different. And I stood and looked, and then I realized the lights were going on upstairs. They were being turned off downstairs. The front light was being flickered. The outside lights were being put on. The upstairs lights, it was done with such speed also that I just froze. I jumped back in the car, locked myself in, and my friends, there was no cell phones at the time, decided to run over to my girlfriend's house where her 20-year-old brother was located and to have him come back. He was there with his friends. They came back. We stood outside, and we watched this light show. the thing was so brazen that it was trying to bait us back, which was an odd thing, if you think about it, because now there were six people standing outside to his one, watching him torment us with the lights, when all of a sudden we heard this pounding and pounding from inside the house, which it was pounding on the wall. Why I say it was it is what happened next. It was a terrifying, blood-curdling scream of a beast, and this thing started to howl and scream, where I immediately started to shake and cry, and the older boy put his hand on my shoulder and said, "This is way too much for us. We need to go get help." As we drove away, I'll hold till we come back.
You're getting used to this, Chris, and that's great, and I appreciate it. The system is almost automated, and you know, they got me on a pretty tight leash because for the first 3 or 4 months, I was missing commercial cues left, right, and center. So here I am on this preconceived condition that they can hold me in advance. So it's going to be one of those interesting times. The producer's waving his arms at me, screaming, telling me to cue, cue, cue. Yeah, we'll get there.
You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
You are in the Night Zone with Colin Knight. This is a special edition of the Night Zone. We are taping during that bright thing in the sky. We got blue sky. I mean, I was looking for the stars. It's not a good thing. With us tonight, we have Chris Hawley from Endless Journey. We've been discussing a crazy amount of things. Do you know, the story that you ran on one of your blogs, and I can't remember which one, to be honest with you, Chris, regarding China and preparing for to alter the weather so that the Olympics goes off without a hitch. I got to tell you, that's just freaky stuff.
Yeah, China's been doing this for a long time, and they need to. They have polluted to a point where at times humans just cannot even walk in the streets, especially
wow.
In Beijing. So with the Olympics and the rest of the world coming in, they needed to clear out, clean out, and try to provide the best atmosphere they could. And from what I see on the news, they're not doing a great job. But post-Olympics, it was unbearable, the
yeah.
air quality.
I saw some video footage, probably either CNN or somewhere through there. Up here in Canada, so maybe CTV. And it showed that the Chinese government had moved into the areas around the main Olympic stadium where these ghetto villages were enclaved, and they just plowed them out of the way and told the people just to go live somewhere else and created a zone, and they were not allowed out in that zone anymore. And these people did as they were told.
Oh, of course, they move them out, and then they'll let them come back in. The same with the dog restaurants. Now, China
yeah.
has dog streets, and it looks like, of course, my family does spend time in China, so I have personal knowledge of this, that they look like pet shops because it's beautiful little silhouettes of all dogs.
Oh, my God.
And what it is the dog restaurants, and you go in, and you sit down, and you order. The black dogs taste the best, the brown are second, and the white dogs don't taste so good.
Okay. You're trying to do this to me, and I know you're doing this on purpose because you know I'm squeamish, and I don't know how many other people are out there tonight. They're doing the wriggle in the chair like, oh, this is a little edgy, but it is, and it's just reality. Their society does not consider that to be cruel or a crime. In fact, it's somewhat of a delicacy.
Oh, absolutely. They have the restaurant sit where you have in the middle of the table the hot fry pans, you know, with the hot oil, and you order the dog meat. You point to the picture of the dog-style meat you like, and you sit there and have a stir-fry of doggy. To me, it's repulsive. But there, it is exactly what you said, reality. But it's a complete different way of life. It's both, they are caught between the primitive and the modern, and it's an odd society.
I have been in so many strange societies in my life. I've seen so many different cultures and different beliefs that, you know, enough for any sane person. But I have to say, you know, I have to draw a line. No matter how upset I'm going to be at a dog, the last thing I want to do is eat it. And speaking of that, what a segue. I'm getting like a pro. Speaking of that, did you hear about the man in northern Alberta, I think it was, that was on a Greyhound and he stabbed a passenger, cut off the passenger's head, and ate flesh from the passenger's arms until the police subdued it? Did you hear about that?
Unfortunately, I have. And I have not touched that one because I think that's the most uncivil, animalistic, horrible thing I've ever read. It was just atrocious. It's just a terrible situation. The man had to be completely berserk. And as soon as I read that article, Colin, my thought was, oh, my God, how much damage could he have done before he got on that Greyhound, before they stopped him, you know?
Yeah. Kudos to the driver and to the passengers. They did exactly the right thing. They, you know, when they realized they couldn't do anything for the, I mean, you know, the crime had already been committed 98% by the time anybody realized what was going on. And, you know, they got off the bus and they sealed the bus. The smartest thing they could have done, and let the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the RCMP, take care of the issue, because, my good God.
You're in the night zone with Colin Knight.
Sorry about throwing that one on top of you there, Chris, but, you know, I'm getting the wave. Get it in. Let's get this done. You know, you're back up. You're backed up again. You know, we need a minute. You can never please everybody, Chris.
You're in the night zone with Colin. All information provided in the TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
So the Chinese, they apparently, according to the story that you ran, the Chinese have got thousands of individual citizens with some kind of miniature or small cannon system ready to fire into the sky at a moment's notice to affect the weather for the Olympics, right?
Oh, absolutely. And as I said, it's done often. When the pollution gets to the point where you're not allowed outside at all and everything stops, they go out and they do what they need to do. I think it's something like 37,000 people are involved in this rocket launching, chemical throwing event that seeds the clouds and the sky and changes the weather. I don't know why we find it so unbelievable. For them, it's almost a daily type of event. They've been controlling the weather for a long time, which makes you say, about many other things you read on these subjects. Well, they openly have and do and will change the weather in China. It's, again, the way of life for them. Colin, before we go any further, just please, anyone that I just left laying with that story I started to tell.
I was going to go back to 68 and get a little bit more information. Now that the hairs on my arms is back down and I'm feeling pretty calm again, I figured I could tackle a little bit more of 1968 because, girl, you're a tough nut. So you were going to the car, you realized you didn't have your pocketbook, and you headed back into the house to get your pocketbook.
Right, which I didn't go because the light scenario started and
were
everything.
Were flashing, yeah.
During the break, I thought about this, and this is really a disturbing story, Colin. And for those who may have kids or whatever listening to your show, perhaps the best thing would be for the people to go to my blog and finish the story there. I will say there was a beast in my home and in the neighborhood that was out to end my life that night. And it's a horrifying story, and it's absolutely true. So that was
one of
the events.
I had a beast in my home once, you know.
Oh, no.
I did, but my lawyer got rid of her. Anyway, so, oh, my God. Chris, I don't know how a person can, like, stay as balanced as you are with that kind of, you know. I have never, I don't believe, experienced a paranormal event, yet I don't rule it out.
Well, you can't fear the unknown. You have
exactly.
to be curious, and that's to save your own life. And in every experience I have always come away from them telling people to pay attention to their surroundings. When they think something's wrong, don't just blindly move forward. You know, listen to your intuition. Don't panic. Stay calm and get yourself out of it. And I learned that through many bad experiences, but it's the way you have to go about life. Because there's so much we don't understand, and panic and fear is not the way to deal with it. Now, talking about beasts, you're teaching me how to do this, Colin. I'd like to talk about the Montauk Monster, because
there
I live on Long Island, and this has been a big interest for me. I wrote on my blog that I thought it was a dog, or a pit bull exactly, or a pig. But now it's starting to deepen, and I'm double thinking or second thinking myself, because I'm talking to people that I respect, that are brilliant people, who are saying, yes, they may have found something very disturbing out there on that beach. And again,
why?
I'd love to get input from your viewers on what
why that beach? Why that specific area? What is there a government institution, a military institution out there?
Plum Island is very close to it. I mean very close to it, like a mile away offshore.
Right.
But Plum Island is supposed to be closed down to what I know and not active, but who knows. They have had horrific things going on there from World War II on. But I don't know. You have to understand that the Long Island sticks out into the Atlantic Ocean and has been a hotbed of paranormal activity from, I think it started around the 1700s on. Because of its location, it's like just stuck out in the ocean and very easy actually to get to and get away from. So we have many, which I can say is true, strange things that go on here. Now, this Montauk Monster, I've been just trying every day to find out more information about it, and like most things paranormal, poof, it just went away. So
the Montauk Monster, anybody knowing any information, go to Endless Journeys blog, and again,
and email it in.
Walk me through this, that I'm leaving this site right now, and I'm heading over on my internet browser. And I'm going to the Google search engine, right?
Yes. And type in four words in your Google search, Endless Journey, Chris Holly. And I will pop up all over the place. Look for my blog site and click on. And when you get my blog, Colin, when you get on my blog, I have banners there for my sister blog, Endless Journey Side Roads, which you can just click on and it'll take you there. And for the Alien Seeker News, click on that banner, it'll take you there, where you can pick up Kevin Smith's show. And in the future, I'm going to place a button for your radio show. So all
God
our readers just click on and hear what we're talking about.
Excellent. And that's, you know, it's all about information, you know, and that's why I'm here with the Terra Chat, Thinking Outside of the Box, because I'm tired of going into areas of chat where you must lockstep or you are ostracized. And I think everybody has their own stroke of the pen. I don't think everything is a cookie-cutter type of reality.
Oh, absolutely. And be it in your personal life, politics, science, or the paranormal, you need to educate yourself by reading and researching and listening to all you can to form an opinion. In life, the worst thing you can do is listen to a soundbite, a pal with a very limited, you know, background on any issues and form your opinions that way. It could be a life or death situation that you need as much information as you can in life on any subject, and it's your responsibility to be informed. So I put it out there, you do, the Alien Seeker does, Coast to Coast, Kevin Smith, all these shows. Educate yourself on things you don't understand before you make your decisions.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating because, you know, how can you say you don't, you know, it is not possible. Everything that we seem to conjure up in our mind as fantasy eventually becomes reality. You know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, look back at who we were as a society. And if you said 100 years ago that we would be boarding a metal plane that carried over 500 passengers and traveled around the world on two refuelings, they would say, you're absolutely nuts. You know? There's just no way. If 100 years ago you said we were going to land on the moon, and, you know, there's just no way they would believe it.
Look at computers. 50
yeah.
years ago, can you imagine saying you're going to sit and talk into a little box on your desk to anyone, to people all over this world?
Exactly.
Contact people at, right, they wouldn't believe it. Do all your shopping. Well, I do all my shopping. And, you know, reading and all these things, your news, entertainment, in this little box, no
absolutely.
One would believe it. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, when computers came out, I attempted to get my father online because I could always get an email out and I could always send him, you know, I'm an okay message. And he plainly said to me, and I can't use the language, but I can use his statement. He says, there is no way I'm going to be going click, clack on a computer to tell you that everything is all right. I don't need it. And besides, it makes too much paper. That's the, you know, that was his mentality, and he wouldn't do it. He would not do it. You know, he refused to have a calculator. But the man was a mathematical genius. But he wouldn't, he refused the calculator. And I think I look back and maybe they are the more kind of gentler, fonder times, Chris.
Yeah, that's true. But then it's, again, just a misuse by mankind of the tools that we have been blessed with. You know, we could do a lot better. And we should try to do a lot better with these wonderful technologies and not abuse them. And that is, of course, I guess, what your chat show is going to be about.
Yep, that's basically it, is I'm trying to come away from this silliness of he said, she said, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. I'm trying to pull out of that. And I'm trying to disseminate the information that is out there on the web, that is out there in the media, that they suppress because it doesn't have the value. And we're running into 40 seconds. We got to get out of here, Chris. It's been an absolute pleasure, dear.
Thank you very much, Colin. And to all your listeners, have a wonderful day. Oh, or night.
Yeah. Have a beautiful brightness, people. We'll see you tomorrow, tonight. No, whenever. We'll be there. So make sure you're there. God bless. Good night. Good day. I need coffee.
TerraChat's News Flashback.
Thank you.